I'm Airman Hayden Henley. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, 555th FGS recognizes crew chiefs and tactical edge testing. On May 2nd, the 555th Fighter Generation Squadron at Aviano Air Base, Italy, held a dedicated crew chief ceremony to recognize the hard work and excellence of 26 crew chiefs in direct support of generating combat air power. The dedicated crew chief title allows maintainers to build a strong bond with their specific aircraft and gives them a sense of ownership in their work, fostering pride and camaraderie.
Crew chiefs are often called the first to arrive and the last to leave, a title they earn daily. A dedicated crew chief in the U.S. Air Force is a highly skilled airman assigned to a specific aircraft, responsible for maintaining its operational readiness, ensuring it's safe and mission ready. A dedicated crew chief is not an Air Force specialty, but rather a title earned through leadership, consistency, and diligence. Brigadier General Tad Clark, 31st Fighter Wing Commander, acknowledges the importance of these crew chiefs to the U.S. Air Force's capabilities.
Regardless of what squadron you're in, and regardless of what aircraft it is, there's a special relationship between a crew chief and the pilots and operators that operate that aircraft. And it really goes all the way back to the earliest periods of military aviation. So I'm really, really happy for those triple nickel, once green, always green fighter pilots that fly those jets, and of course the maintainers in the Fighter Generation Squadron, because it's a great opportunity to recognize the trust that's baked in to what our maintainers do.
Clark also says that it is vital to recognize these crew chiefs because without them, our aircraft wouldn't be able to deliver air power anytime, anywhere. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio, AFN News.
Tactical edge testing. With your Air Force news, I'm Airman First Class Phil Edwards. The Department of the Air Force Program Executive Office for Command, Control, Communications, and Battle Management partnered with industry research and development centers to achieve testing milestones for the Common Tactical Edge Network, or C-10, prior to Exercise Emerald Flag. C-10 is a vendor-built, government-owned overlay network that provides a tactical edge in communications to enable dynamic distributed management, command, and control in highly contested environments. These tests demonstrate the network's rapid adaptability to different mission sets and is a significant step towards achieving near-term goals for aerial networking. C-10 and other capabilities are combined to create the DAF Battle Network, the Air Force's contribution to the Combined Joint All-Domain Command and Control Initiative. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman Hayden Henley.